This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome into Bartholomew Town's continuing coverage of the impact of COVID-19 here in Rhode Island. I'm Bill Bartholomew. On today's episode, a conversation with Rhode Island Pride's Ken Barber and Ray Sirico.
We took, our organizing force, our volunteers, and we said, it's a very uncomfortable situation for everybody out there. Let's find a way that we can do something to move forward currently and help the community in need. And, we came up with some ideas and we launched this food and supply drive of ours, and we've been full steam ahead ever since.
I guess talk a bit about the specifics of, engaging a network that's already well-established, well-entrenched here in Providence and I guess at the city at large, the state at large, rather, how that has played into your strategy.
Well, I think initially we set out to help take care of specifically members of our community. So many of the folks that we're friends with and that we interact with on a day-to-day basis are working in the clubs, they're working in the restaurants, and these were the first people that were impacted by the shutdowns because of COVID. So we thought we would help them out by doing a food and supply drive to get them through what we thought was going to be a short-term situation. Right. It turned out not to be, and it's turning out to be longer than we expected. And we have helped a lot more people than we thought we initially would. We've actually had to open up our registration process to everyone. There were so many people that were reaching out to us. It wasn't just the folks in our immediate community that needed the help. It's the entire state.
Right. There's been this, I guess, from different silos or different cross sectors, there's just been this sort of unification of need right now. And also people stepping up to fill those needs. You see it in every sector, just about. There's a representative demographically, industry-wide, physical geography throughout the state. What has been your experience out there in the field, I suppose, Ken, interacting with people? Have you gotten that sort of sense of hope and need meshing?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we've actually in this, short, it seems like a very long, but it's been a short 5-week process that we've been in here. We've actually interacted with organizations and companies and foundations that we typically don't have a relationship with. And we've had, calls come through for those organizations. And, it's been really kind of nice to see the community really, really step up as a whole, and a lot of resource sharing and a lot of conversations about what everybody's doing so that we can keep that information moving.
And I guess it's interesting you say it's only been 5 weeks, because it does feel like it's been so much longer than that, and the pace of play, but also these new relationships that are being built. Can you speak to that, I guess, a little bit, Ray, as far as, where we might get to when it's all said and done as a state, I guess, as a state community?
Sure. Well, as Rhode Island Pride, as an organization, we have a lot of sponsors, a lot of folks and organizations that sponsor us for our main event every year and for all of our outreach that we do throughout the rest of the seasons leading up to Rhode Island Pride. But this year, because of everything that's going on with COVID, we have reached out to a lot of folks that we wouldn't normally interact with, like the United Way. They've been amazing helping us through this process. They've been sending folks to us. They've been referring people over that need help. They've helped us out with a very sizable grant to help us get through a portion of this. A lot of the folks that are helping us here are volunteers that are packing up the food boxes for folks and for loading cars and for getting stuff out to actual people's houses. We're actually delivering it to them. It's not something where people are coming into us. These are not our normal volunteers. These are people that just came out because they wanted to help the rest of their community, which has really been amazing.
Yeah, we're seeing that again in different sectors. And do you think we're going to be able to hang on to this when it's all said and done? I mean, the president was just speaking a few minutes ago. He had put out this notion that in a year we should be quote unquote back to his version of the original normal. So if we get there, can we keep some of these new relationships and I guess networks that are being built? Do you think that's going to help every individual's cause going forward?
I am definitely optimistic. That's one of these processes. This whole process has made me optimistic. I think those relationships that we're building now can only get stronger as this community, as a state, as a city, we unify and we get stronger together and we move forward together. I am definitely optimistic that these relationships will stand the test of time and make us a better community altogether.
I guess let's get into now, you know, Providence has, it's a beautiful city. It really is, but it has its challenges, I suppose, with the relationship with the rest of the state to a certain extent, having grown up in the southern part of the state and as if that's that far away. But, and you know, I don't know, there's oftentimes, I don't want to say it's based on negativity, but there's perceptions. Do you think Providence as a whole can grow, can kind of find some way to bind or forge a relationship with the rest of the city, all that goes with Providence, to find a way to forge a relationship with the rest of the state in a new and meaningful way through this process?
Well, I think Providence gets a bad rap sometimes. And we tend to see with pride people coming not only from all over our state, but all over New England, and people from all over the country even that are coming here because of our pride. We have tried, particularly with Ken, because he's from the land of trees at the southern half of the state, to reach out to those areas more and to do more events in the southern part of the state. We've done a lot of work with the folks out on out in Middletown, out on the island, out in Newport, to try and branch out more and incorporate the rest of the state into Pride and into all the events that lead up to it. So hopefully we're doing a better job than we have in the past of reaching out to those people.
Yeah. I guess that was, yeah, kind of a random way of asking that question, which is basically, is that, you know, is the outreach growing in beyond the city limit, so to speak? Where can people go to if they want to get involved in this particular program that you're orchestrating right now?
Well, they can definitely go to our website, prideri.org. And right on our homepage now is all the links for the food and supply drive, whether you want to make a donation or you need a request or you want to volunteer. There's three links on there. You can also text us. It's hashtag stay home to 44321 if you want to make a donation. You know, we definitely need more donations to keep this running. I mean, that's the fuel behind it. But, you know, anybody that can't help, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. What are you hoping for news-wise? What do you think is a realistic way to get out of this jam right now? I mean, are we doing the right thing with the steps the governor's taking? You know, not to get over analytical, but are you comfortable that we can stay as a state in this mode for as long as it'll take, that the population will be by and large patient? Do you feel good about that?
People are definitely getting restless. We've been doing a lot of Facebook Live events. We've been doing a lot of Zoom events. We've been trying to reach out more on the internet and the websites to engage with people because they are looking to go out. They are looking to engage with each other again. We're a very social group of people.
Yeah. I hope the beaches, you know, I generally speaking hope there's the geography, I guess the layout of Rhode Island is accessible in the summertime for everyone. But, you know, it's tough. Like, you know, you look at the Providence parks closing and obviously there's plenty of logic there. I mean, I live very close to Roger Williams Park, go there. Had been going there almost every day during the early quarantine and going for a walk, and now it's shut down. You know, you wonder, all right, are those the first things to come back essentially? So it's almost like a give and take, and they're just, you know, waiting as long as possible that we'll at least be able to walk the city, walk the state and explore it and get out, even if we can't interact with others. And find out, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we have to hope. Yeah. We have to keep hope.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way at this point, you know, put trust in the experts and just be thankful that people, by and large, are stepping up and filling the needs, such as yourself. So I guess one more time, what's that website? And
prideri.org is the website, and yep. The text to donate is text hashtag stay home to 44321.
All right. Well, I'm disappointed that event-wise, you know, won't be a fun June necessarily. We'll put it that way, but onwards.
We're going to try and do something. We'll definitely have some virtual events going on. Yeah. InterPride, one of the organizations that we belong to, is planning a large global virtual Pride on June 27th. Yep. So there's things around the world and around the globe that people are working on. You know, it's unfortunate, but as of this morning, when I logged in and checked the InterPride site, there were 340 prides that had been canceled or postponed throughout the world so far that have been reported to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense at this point to just assume that any large scale event in foreseeable future is going to have to be either virtual or postponed indefinitely, I suppose. But
yeah.
I mean, you're moving forward with 2021. Give us a little optimism there.
Definitely in 21, but we'd like to do something this fall. People are gonna need a big celebration. Hopefully we can do it.
Well, that's interesting, because I wondered if that was sort of like a PVD fest, which, you know, it's got some history or whatever, but that can flex to the fall for sure without much disruption. Pride, though, that could definitely flex to the fall and be an amazing thing. So,
well, this would be the first time that we haven't had Pride since 1976.
Yep.
So we definitely want to try and do something. We don't want a gap in that history.
Yeah, no question about it. All right. Well, thanks for hopping on. Appreciate it very much. And let's do it again, you know, hopefully maybe in person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Of course. A pleasure.
Thanks, Bill.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.